Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
There are 13 categories listed on the National Baseball Hall of Fame website. 10 of those are positions, while the other three include executives, managers, and umpires. Of those 13 categories, the third base position has the third lowest number enshrined in Cooperstown. Well, back last January, IU Baseball Director of Player Development, Scott Rowland, a 17-year MLB veteran, became just the 18th player at the Hot Corner to earn a spot among the best in baseball history. The Jasper native will have his day Sunday, embracing the moment in a sport that he never viewed himself a star.
I tried to play with as much max effort as I could and try to make sure that I was going to out-hustle and out-play and maybe out-try to prepare as best I could. You know, hitting was never a real natural situation for me. I really had to work on it daily. I really had to grind through every at-bat.
Scott did a pretty good job of grinding. 2,077 hits, 316 home runs, 1,287 RBI, 1,211 runs. IU Baseball Director of Player Development, Scott Rowland, in short. Ryan Sunday in Cooperstown. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, in 5 weeks, the games will start counting for our high school 11s. North was up in Martinsville last night, scrimmaging the Yardies, Garen Catholic in Monrovia. Gabe Johnson, South Panthers, they're in team camp this week. So is Scott Fisher's Edgewood Mustangs. By the way, the red and black will be scrimmaging tomorrow in Speedway against the Sparkplugs and Washington, coming off a week stay last week down at Hanover College.
Guys are starting to understand it's a little bit different culture than what we've had in the last couple of years. Still learning our terminology and our way of doing things. So there's going to be mistakes here. It's going to happen a lot. And I just want to see who wants to compete and who's willing to stick together when things get tough. You obviously want to see that develop quickly. From a football side of things, you want to start seeing guys communicate in between plays, communicate what they saw, particularly on defense.
New Mustang football coach Scott Fisher. The Mustang Youth Camp will be next week, all of next week, out on the red carpet for grades 1 through 8, $60. Mustang Gridiron Club, they have a Facebook page. They have all of the details. Giants-Reds again tonight, 6:40 pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.